CKRZ is the only station that cares, supports, respects, and understands Six Nations and New Credit culture, tradition, and language. Support the station that supports you. Sonics 100.3 FM, your station, your nation.
The comments heard on the following presentation are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ FM. Well, thank you for making CKRZ a part of your day. I'm Al Sue, and as we had promised earlier on, we have an update headed your way from our Six Nations elected council chief, Mark Hill. Welcome, Chief Hill.
Thanks for having me, Al.
So, it's been a quiet week pretty much, eh?
Yes.
Knock on wood?
Yeah. Well, somewhat quiet. My office is still crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Again, I think moving forward, what we'll be doing is providing these updates every Friday at 11 a.m. through CKRZ and at noon through Jocasa Radio. Again, we are doing this to continue to keep our community informed on the businesses, the business that is arising related to COVID-19 and other business through the council table. So I'm here to provide an update for this week.
Excellent.
Okay, so thank you, Al. Scan Otsego, and good morning, Six Nations. I hope this message finds you at home, safe, and healthy. I would like to begin by providing an update on the numbers of our COVID-19 cases. To date, we have had 11 positive cases, 8 that have been resolved, 1 death, and 2 active cases with over 400 tests completed. I think we're doing a good job by keeping our numbers down, but we must continue exactly what we have been doing over these past weeks, which is to continue practicing social distancing, constantly washing our hands, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, and that if you're experiencing any symptoms, to begin self-isolation right away and call our COVID-19 call center at 1-855-977-7737 or 226-446-9909. The next update I would like to provide is on our new vehicle ID system that is going to be happening at our checkpoints. As some of you may have received in your mailbox, a brown envelope, which includes a letter on what to expect at the checkpoints, along with one ID pass. It is also further information for community members requiring additional passes for other vehicles or drivers, or for members living off the territory. And so what we're doing and what you can expect at the checkpoints, all Six Nations band members are allowed on and off the territory regardless of residency, and that their vehicle ID must be visible on the dashboard. 2, that barcode random checks may occur. 3, that if there are 3 or more individuals in a vehicle, that further checks may occur, including presentations of status cards of each passenger. 4, that barcodes and status cards will be checked through the window. And that 5, anyone making a delivery will need proof of an invoice or work order, regardless of what type of delivery. And that we ask everyone to please slow down and respect each of the checkpoints. Again, for community members requiring those additional passes, or for members living off the territory, you can pick up additional vehicle IDs at the Six Nations Bingo Hall parking lot this weekend. So from Saturday, May 2nd through till Monday, May 4th. Council will be set up from 9 a.m. till noon at the Bingo Hall parking lot. You will need to bring your status card or Haudenosaunee ID card to receive the additional passes, or if you have not received any through the mail. Again, if you have not received them through the mail, I know majority of them will be finished today through the mail. Also, in terms of essential services and deliveries, you can also pick up the vehicle IDs at the same time in locations. Again, that's Saturday, May 2nd through Monday, May 4th, from 9 a.m. till noon at the Six Nations Bingo Hall parking lot. And again, if you have any questions, to please call 519-717-6639. or email the contact page on our COVID-19 website at www.sixnationscovid19.ca/contact. Again, for businesses requiring passes for non-resident employees, they can also contact the hotline number again at 519-717-6639 for further details on receiving those passes. Again, we realize one of the things that I do want to note, the paper passes that have been in effect will be null and void effective Friday, May 8th. So we're doing that as a transition phase to get to as many of our members the passes, the new vehicle ID passes, and so that, again, we can help mitigate the confusion and frustration. If there's any questions, again, we are asking to contact the hotline. The next piece that, again, I would like to, I know that was kind of the priority update that I wanted to provide, but moving into the next piece, in terms of the services that we have been waiving, we're looking to the potential extension for the water and sewage services. So we're asking that you please stay tuned for the decision in terms of that on the water and sewage services in our next edition of our newsletter. The next piece that I wanted to get into is in terms of our phased opening. I want to a little bit just elaborate on that piece in terms of our businesses. So for now, we are in status quo for our closure. It is, again, monitored and assessed on a weekly basis. But again, we have to do this in a methodical and strategic way. The last thing that we want is an influx of traffic in our community and the potential to see a rise in our cases of COVID-19. So we have to do this, again, very smart. And I think, you know, by the way that the emergency control group and the directive that is going to council is the extension for the next 30 days. And again, it's being reassessed and assessed on a weekly basis. But for now, we are in status quo with the checkpoints in the implementation of our new ID passes. One of the goals and further information will be forthcoming in terms of what that phased approach looks like and timelines and things like that. The other area is in terms of we need to practice and look to the health and safety and what that looks like in doing business. So the implementation of protocols and looking at establishment of a health and safety code of conduct, because we want to make sure as we move forward and that, you know, we're still maintaining that the top priority is the health and safety of this community while still looking to the protection of our economy. So again, we are planning for the future. We are, again, doing this very methodically and strategically, and those plans will be forthcoming once, again, they are finalized.